ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. When your boss wants to see you in his office, it's panic-making enough. But when your boss's boss wants to see both of you in his office, it's high time you started studying the situation's vacant column in deadly earnest. At least that's how Lieutenant Commander Staunton feels when he and Captain Povey are summoned to the Admiral's office at Admiralty.
Lieutenant Commander Staunton, will you kindly stop hopping up and down on first one foot and then the other? You look like a sparrow that's landed on a hot incinerator.
If I was old fruit, I'd migrate out of this place a bit sharpish, I'll tell you that. They're a funny lot up here in Admiralty, you know.
Funny lot?
Oh, you heard me, did you? Yes, yes, funny lot, old boots.
Excuse me, but would you be Lieutenant Commander Standoff and Captain Povey?
Well, roughly, old bellbottom, right.
Admiral's compliments, gentlemen, and how much perishing longer are you going to keep him waiting? It's time for his elevenses.
Keep him waiting? We've been waiting out here for him.
Oh, that often happens. There's a funny lot up here, you know.
Just what I was saying, old trotters, yes. Well, off you go, Povey. I don't think I'll trouble the old boy this morning. No sense in cluttering up his office. You deal with it, I'll wait here. Lovely train ride, I don't want to spoil it, you see. Have a nice chat.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on, Staunton, into the office.
Oh, Lord. Watch it, Head, you're going to get bitten off.
May we come in, sir?
No, can't see you now. I'm expecting that idiot Povey.
Oh, good show. Sorry to have troubled you, old brass hat. Lovely place you've got here. Good morning.
Stand fast, Staunton.
Admiral, I am Captain Povey.
Yes, that's the chap. He's late, as usual. You might see if he's outside somewhere on your way out.
Ah, good, yes, sir. Morn, ing, yes.
Oh, flying fish hooks, here's another dog's body.
Staunton, please.
No, hello, Ironbridge. Good man. Povey, Staunton, you're late.
But we've been in here all the time.
You've been having a ginger beer and lime? That sounds pretty filthy tack. And it's no excuse for being late, either.
No, sir, you don't understand. I didn't...
Ginger? Well, you should have done. Whatever it was. Now then, it's about Trout Bridge.
Yes? Yes, Trout, Bridge, yes. That's the problem, yes.
Oh, do stop waffling, Ironbridge. It's these accident reports, you see. We've been...
Yes, accident.
Oh, shut up, Chattertrucks. We've been getting far too many from Troutbridge, and frankly, the last one was a corker.
Yes, I was afraid that one would have torn it.
Yeah. First, they hole an oil tanker and fill the dock with hundreds of gallons of crude oil. Then they overturn a floating crane. Then they drag the Sea Lord's private yacht off her moorings and tip him into the oil.
I'm sure there's an explanation, sir.
After his oil bath, for 3 days, everybody was calling the Sea Lord Al Jolson the Swimming Fool.
Were they really? Yes, there was a resemblance, I remember.
No, it can't go on. Got to be stopped. Yes, stop. Action, that's what needed, yes. Deeds, not no, not words. No words.
Clobber him, somebody.
What sort of action had you in mind, sir?
Oh, hello, Povey. You've arrived at last. Sorry, but we started without you. I can't go over it all again, but... Rear Admiral Ironbridge and I are coming down to Pompey to see what's wrong with Troutbridge.
I could tell you that, sir.
Yes, we'll have a chat, all right. But the main thing is we both go aboard and inspect the ship thoroughly for ourselves.
Oh, yes, of course. If there's anything I can do to assist, I mean, my entire staff will be at your disposal naturally, sir. Just leave everything to me, sir. Nothing will be too much trouble, sir.
Now, that sort of attitude won't help, Povey. We want your cooperation.
You can't win with this bunch, Povey. No, they're a funny lot, you see. Funny lot.
Yes. See you tomorrow, yes. Will you be down to
see what's wrong?
No, to tomorrow, yes. Yes. Deeds, yes, deeds.
Oh, Lord, he's off again. Oh, clear off, chaps. See you at Pompey tomorrow.
Yes.
Love to the watch it ne'er do does. Cheerio.
No! I don't like it one tiny, tiny bit. Look, put me in regard to the old situation with the wallet and dollop of the unfortunate forebodings.
Well, strangely enough, we're not mad about having an admiral and a rear admiral aboard, Chief.
No, apart from everything else, our meals will be ruined.
Our meals? What are you on about?
Well, with Ironbridge at the table, we shall get all that pass.
Yes, yes, pass. Pass the, yes. Yes, the salt. Yes, yes, the salt.
By the time we find out what he wants, everybody else's hot dinner is going to be stone cold.
Look, with due respect to your hot dinner, sir, I think you're rather missing the point. Look, this visit from the Hey Brass is not exactly... It's not exactly a social call over an hot cuppa and a wad, you know. Now, they're going to turn this ship and us inside out with their snooping. That don't suit Pertwee's books at all.
News to me that you ever kept any. I thought when it came to accounts, you relied on loss of memory.
Yes, the only books he keeps are the old copies of Girls, Giggles and Gaffers.
Ah, very funny, sir. Very likely and all. But if we're not careful, the only light reading we're going to get is a copy of the Queen's Rules and Regular Certification.
Yes, right. And judging by the way you always wriggle out of everything, Chief, I imagine you've already read that several times.
I have, sir. And there's not a laugh in it from start to finish.
What are the Admiral and the Rear Admiral going to do when they come aboard anyway, sir?
Well, apart from tear me off a strip, give you a rocket, and blow up the Chief, I'm not sure. I imagine they'll be conducting some sort of investigation into why we keep banging into things.
A nosy lot. Have you heard any rumours about what they're here for, Chief?
Well, sir, now, strangely enough, and quite by chance...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
A relative of mine up at Admiralty. He happens, strangely enough, and quite by chance, of course.
Of course. Go on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, this relative happened to be passing a certain door up there when, strangely enough and quite by chance, his shoelace came undone.
Oh, how distressing for him.
Exactly, sir. Yeah. Well, naturally, he bent down to do it up. And strangely enough...
And quite by chance.
Precisely. It happened to be the door of the Admiral's office. There, what do you think about that? Well, as he bent down, his ear...
Strangely enough, and quite by chance.
Oh, completely. His ear was slap bang up against the keyhole. Just at the time when the Admiral and the Rear Admiral Ironbridge were discussing their visit down to us.
I say, what did he hear?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, nothing. His shoelace has come undone there just once too often. And they bung the perishing keyhole up.
The cads.
What?
Honestly, it's a bit thick if a chap can't stop to do up his eavesdrop without someone bunging his shoes in his keyhole. I don't think I got that quite right.
No, I'm sure you didn't, but there's no time to juggle with it now. Here come our visitors.
The ship's coming in! Ship's coming in! Ha!
Not quite the guards, I grant you, but I suppose that's as good as we'll get.
Six to four, that was Johnson.
Hang on, sirs, I'll have a look. Yes, here it was. The rest of them is still vibrating.
Pipe the top brass aboard, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. Get out of me, wet hundred! This way! Boy!
Boy,
you there!
Who, me?
Yes! Who are you whistling at?
I'm whistling your Admiral ships!
Oh, yes, of course, silly of me. Come on, Ironbridge, he's playing our tune.
Yes, I thought I recognized it. Yes, yes. A pretty little piece, yes.
Yeah. Who is?
Hmm?
Poor sense, man, for pity's sake. Yeah, what are all these fools standing around like tailor's dummies for?
It's the crew waiting to welcome you and Rear Admiral Ironbridge aboard, sir.
Waiting for me to welcome them from abroad? Oh, you mean they're foreigners, then? Oh, well, I'll do me best. Bonjour to vous from moi. Hey, from mon mate Ironbridge, le Admiral Derriere.
Oui. Yes, oui.
No, I mean yet. That is, you've got it all wrong, sir. This is our ship's company.
Is it? Really? Well, it takes all sorts, doesn't it?
Chief, will you show the Admiral and Rear Admiral Ironbridge to their quarters, and then perhaps you join me in the wardroom?
Oh, certainly, sir. Most kind.
I didn't mean you idiot.
No, he meant these idiots.
Oh!
No. Lummy. Philip Leslie, sub-lieutenant, RN, retired rapidly. I'm not very well, you know.
No, neither am I. Mal de mer. Yes, mer. Yes, that's the trouble. Haven't got my sea legs yet. No, get below, that's the thing. Yes, below.
Ironbridge, what are you going green for?
I don't think he's feeling too good, sir.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised. But that's the snag about admiraling, you know. Last time either of us went aboard anything was a couple of years ago.
Really, sir?
No, really. Even then, it was only a quick row around the Serpentine during our lunch break.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed that, sir.
I say, it would have been jolly funny if you'd sunk, wouldn't it, sir?
We did.
Well, I've never taken so much water with it in my life. So do let's go below. I'm not feeling too well myself. Well, put to sea at once, and as soon as we feel a bit better, we'll start inspecting things.
Yeah, aye, sir.
And for Pete's sake, don't hit anything until we're watching.
No. And if you do, then don't make it to see Lord Jot again, whatever you clout. No.
Well, if we do, we promise not to sing Sonny Boy as we rescue him this time.
This way, gents, please.
See you in the wardroom shortly, gentlemen.
Anyone seen any signs of their admiral ships this morning, sir?
No, Chief. Lummy. They've been below for 4 days now. If we don't get back to Pompey soon, my fiancée will do her carefully calculated nut.
Oh, hardly. I doubt if Heather's ever had it so good for years. It must be so peaceful.
But I still don't really understand what those two intend to inspect.
Well, everything, I gather. The ship, instruments, crew, officers, the lot.
Well, if they intend to be as thorough with the rest as they have been with their quarters in the wardroom bar, we'll be at sea for years.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, what is it, Johnson? An
urgent message from the Admiral, sir.
Oh, are they going to start the inspection?
No, sir, but the gin in the wardroom's run out.
Lummy. Again?
Again, sir.
Tell me, what are they doing with it all?
Well, they're not using it as aftershave lotion, I'll tell you that.
No wonder they can't get their sea legs. With all the wallop they're slinging down, I wonder they can stand up at all.
Last I saw them, they couldn't.
Dear, I take it they won't be starting their inspection tomorrow.
Heather's not going to like this, you know.
Oh, very well, gentlemen. We'd better steam to a bit of sea that looks comfortable for the night, and then hope we get the tests over tomorrow.
Heather's not going to like this, you know.
Oh, do stop harping, Mr. Phillips.
You mean she's not going to be happy?
Exactly.
Oh, belt up, the lot of you.
Well, there's a liberty.
Captain,
Ren Chesson, I wanted a word with you.
Did you, sir? Well, I wanted a few words myself.
Possibly.
And if you want my opinion, it's an outrage. Do you know how long Troubridge has been at sea now? No, of course you don't. But I can tell you.
Oh, please do.
4 solid weeks. A whole month. That gallant band of men has been out there battling against the elements and fighting the raging fury of old Father Neptune whence all but he had fled.
Oh, no, no, here.
I realize that England expects every man to do his duty, but mark those words, sir. Every man. Not the same lot all the time. Just how long do you think that my poor betrothed Leslie can go on left hand down a bitting without a respite? Now answer that, sir, if you can.
Well...
Just as I thought. There is no answer. Well, let me tell you this. There aren't that number of sub-Lieutenant Phillipses in the world.
Oh, I'll grant you that.
So I should think. How would you like to be separated from Mrs. Povey for months on end?
Oh, I'd love it.
I should have known it. I'm wasting my time. Nobody cares. Well, I'm not finished yet. I'm going right to the top about this. I'll get action yet. I'll speak to the press. I'll shout it from the housetops. I'll blaze a trail for freedom across the headlines of the world. And if you want me, I'll be in the outer office.
Now, just a minute, Brent Chasen. Come back. I'll have some...
Oh, that didn't take long, Heather. Did you tell him? Yes, I rather think I did. What are you going to do now? Blow up Admiralty? I'd like to. No, I've got a better idea than that. It's just possible that Leslie isn't doing all he can to get back. So I think I'll blow him up instead. Oh, I shall send him a signal.
You can't do that. Wrens aren't allowed to send personal messages.
You just watch me. This could be my greatest delusion ever. In fact, I think I'll go over to the wireless transmitter room and send it now. I shan't be long.
Hello, sir.
Judy, is it safe to come out yet?
Oh, yes, sir, it's all right. Heather's gone to the WT room.
What, again? Oh, yes. Well, never mind. Yes, you'd better come in and deal with these letters instead.
Well, I suppose we might as well have a bit of the old left hand down a bit.
Yeah, well, it might break the monotony, yes, sir. Left hand down a bit of tea, sir.
No sign of our visitors again, I suppose?
Oh, apart from Johnson popping up to get more gin again, no, sir.
Well, I'm afraid our only hope of ever seeing Pompey again is on the day our gin stocks finally run out.
Which, according to my calculated limitations, ought to be today.
What? We should have had a lot more aboard than that.
Oh, yes. Whoa. Yeah, well, given sufficient time, I'm sure I can account to you for the slight discrepancy of the odd 100 or 2 bottles in a manner which will entirely satisfy me, sir.
All right. Main thing is that the wardroom is nearly dry. If that doesn't help them to get their sea legs, nothing will. This is it. Bridge, number one here.
Lieutenant Bates here, sir. I've just received rather a dodgy signal. It reads, to Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, HMS Troubridge. Either you return immediately and take me out, or our engagement is off. Signed, Captain Povey.
What? Lummy. Heather must have sold in the ring. What's the matter, Miss Phillips? No trouble, I hope. Oh, no, just as I seem to have got engaged to old Thunderguts. Oh, congratulations.
Well, I know the path of true love never runs smooth, sir. But this is flaming ridiculous. Has he named the day, sir?
Now, watch it, Chief. Never mind him naming the day. One more, and I think your day will. Mr. Phillips does not, in the immortal words of Fatso, look effy.
Well, would you? I mean, what's it all about, eh? I mean, who would possibly?
And another thing, there's no sense. But even if there was, I'm not.
What?
I mean, who else? And more besides, if you think about it, and I intend to.
You're right.
So they could put that in their funnel and puff it.
Yeah.
Imagine it, because somebody's at the bottom, and I'm not going to a fine old dance just to please Victor Sylvester.
Quite right.
There comes a time when a chap who's decent has to be a decent chap.
Yes, but when you think of
Mr. Phillips,
what?
Mr. Phillips,
Mr. Phillips,
and
stop. What?
Mr. Phillips.
What are you talking about?
I'm the faintest idea.
It's quite simple. Obviously, Heather sent that signal and had to sign it Povey in order to get it sent.
What? Oh, jolly clever, the little woman, eh? What a splendid idea.
Yeah, quite. But you won't forget what she said, will you?
Yeah, it's all right. Not to worry, sir. I think two answers to a maiden's prayers are finally coming up on the bridge.
Their admiral ships are here, sir.
So they are. The wardroom must have run out of gin at last. Well, watch it, gentlemen, and good luck.
Oh, do stop cluttering up the place, Ironbridge. Out of me way, for Pete's sake.
Oh, yes, of course. Beg, Pa. Yes, done. Yes. By George, yes. 1,000 of the brightest, I'm sure. Yes.
Welcome to the bridge, gentlemen. Are you going to inspect the ship?
No, no, we've done that. At least the important part, and it's run out of gin. Must get back at once. We'll carry out sea trials on the way.
Oh, very good, sir. We're ready as soon as you say the word.
Ah, yes, words. That's what's needed today. Words, yes,
oh,
words.
Oh, Lord, he's off again.
Yes, and of course, deeds. Yes, deeds. We mustn't, mustn't forget deeds.
Oh, punch him up the bracket, one of you. You'll never stop him any other way.
No, never stop me any other
way. Oh, get this blasted ship back to Pompey, for heaven's sake.
Aye, sir. Which way is it from here?
Oh, blimey, that's done it.
I'll say it has. Ironbridge will want to navigate now.
Oh, yes, by all means. Yes. We'll watch points at same time. Yes. Off we go. Yes, left.
Left hand?
Yes, left hand down. Yes, up. No, down. Yes, a bit.
Yes, wrong. Yes, left. Yes, left hand. Yes, left hand. Up.
Down.
Yes, a bit. It is. Sir.
Oh, I'm going below. Wake me up when we're near Pompey, somewhere.
Steady, yes.
At that.
Steady, yes. At that. It is, sir.
There's a funny thing, Mr. Phillips. No matter who comes aboard us to carry out tests, they all seem to navigate the same way.
And why not, sir? Is there any other way?
Well, I've heard rumors that there might be. Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, sir.
Oh, what is it, Goldsey? Pardon. What is it, leading seaman, Goldsey?
That's better. Dockyard entrance ahead, sir. Only at the moment it's more of an exit, really. There's an oil tanker coming out. Although why anybody should want all that filthy stuff beats me. When it comes to burning, you can't be cold.
Yes,
always
yes.
Bright.
I really
it's
like
Welsh coal, of course. None of your open cars, rubbish.
Full ahead, Bo.
No, just a minute, sir. Gulsey says there's a tanker.
What would be nicer than having your grate going full blast on Welsh nuts?
Gulsey, how near are we to...
I say, that's the tanker we bashed last time, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Looks very much... Everybody down! Yes! Down!
Serve them right.
Right hand, yes.
No, left hand, no.
So left hand,
no. Left hand, yes. Down, no.
Fucking crane
well,
again.
Tell me, how did that happen?
Oh, top heavy. That's it. Yes, top heavy. By George, I'm enjoying this. Reminds me of the time when old Grumpy Clubsaw and I were before the mast. Yes, mast.
Hey, sir! Guess who's yacht is ahead, sir? Just a minute. I'm just chatting, yes. The mast, yes. In 1900 and...
The Sea Lord's yacht.
Oh, well, of course, if you're not interested. No, not interested. I shan't. No, I shan't. And over she goes again. Straight in the perishing oil. What? I say, and who's that swimming on a day like this,
eh? Oil Johnson.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, so it is. Yes. Ahoy. Yes, ahoy there. When? Yes. When are there gray skies? Yes. I don't. Oh, no. Don't mind, old gray sky. No, I'll still be with you. Sonny! Yes! Sonny boy! Yes!
Wanderers have finally returned.
It's jolly nice to see you around again.
Yeah, very likely. But if that Admiral ship's report is anything like I think it will be, you won't be seeing us around for long.
Oh, you're not in here, are you?
Well, come in. I haven't got all day, you know.
Well, gentlemen, I've had a copy of the report on the recent inspection.
Now, we can explain.
Given time.
To say about 6 months.
Or so. Explain what?
Well,
The report completely exonerates you.
Hey, I knew it was too good to last.
Chief, the exonerate means we're in the clear.
It does. Oh, I've never doubted it for a minute, sir.
But I don't understand.
Well, that's hardly a novelty. But on this occasion, neither do I.
I certainly don't.
The report recommends that all oil tankers should be reinforced or fitted with old tires so that frigates can bounce off them. Trains should be modified so they can haul themselves out of the water. And the Sea Lord's yacht should either have an outboard motor or be moved to a pond.
Well, yes, I agree with all that. I mean, a fair summing up of the position, I would say. Of course, the rear Admiral Ironbridge's navigating wasn't really up to my own.
Phillips.
Hmm? Come out of the rain. Leave well alone, sir. We're in the clear.
Not quite, gentlemen. There is one other matter.
Oh, well. It's lost while it lasted.
Wasn't it? I've had intelligence on the phone this morning, and they're very worried.
Worried, sir?
Worried. They can't break the code, you see, and I'm under suspicion as a spy.
Spy? Code? What code are you talking about?
The code of a certain signal that was sent to my office and was picked up by them as well. It read, to Captain Povey, Portsmouth. See you soon, darling. Longing to shower you with love and kisses. Yours, Lesleykin.
Oh, lummy.
Precisely. Intelligence thinks that shower you with love and kisses means drop high explosive in incendiaries. And I've spent all the morning...
No, you don't understand. You don't understand. I mean, it was your fault for breaking off our engagement. I mean, we had a date. Well, no, not me, but you and Heather. No, me and Mrs. Povey. I can explain, Poveykin. Captain Portsmouth.
No.
Yes, you see, Bates was on the other line.
Yes.
Then the gin ran out.
Yes.
No, I mean, that was the next day.
The next
wasn't
night,
it?
Yes.
Anyway, where should we go tonight, darling?
Yes.
Out
the lot of you. I can't stand it. I'll sort this out. Oh,
and that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, Judy was Judy Cornwell, the Admiral was Taniel Evans, Rear Admiral Ironbridge was Michael Bates, and Able Seaman Johnson was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.